This is the EWN Radio Network.
You are listening to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy, Chief Guide at thebucketlistretreats.com. Kelly is the curious host who takes us along as we learn the ins and outs of travel to fascinating places that tap into our hearts and turn us into lifelong travelers, adventurers, and wanderers. Now, our friend in travel, Kelly.
Hello, dear listeners. Thank you for joining us today on Travel Talk, where we are discussing every single aspect of travel. This is your hostess, Kelly Morgan Mealy, Chief Guide at Bucket List Retreats. A couple of months ago, Bucket List Retreats held our Fun Creative Joy Yoga Retreat in Tulum, Mexico, at the beautiful Shambhala Petit Hotel. We were thrilled to bring today's guest, Crystal Daigle, as our artist in residence. Throughout the week on the shores of the turquoise Caribbean Sea in our art room with a view, Crystal guided each of us through many creative activities to reveal our own creativity. We knew this would be a very special, exciting time for all of the attendees at the retreat, but we had no idea what a hit it would be. And I could not wait to have Crystal on Travel Talk to talk to all of you about that. On our retreat in Tulum, we created bliss cards and a travel altar to take with us wherever we go. I cannot tell you the joy and comfort I receive from them. They take me right back to where I was when I created them, when I was feeling joy all around me from the sea, sky, and sand, to the friends surrounding me and their joy. Truly, I think it is impossible to be unhappy while creating. So please welcome our guest, Crystal Daigle, joining us from beautiful San Diego, California today. Welcome, Crystal.
Hi, Kelly. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
We are tickled, of course, to have you. Thank you for joining us on Travel Talk. Crystal, you are an intuitive artist. That term was new to me when we first met, and now that I have seen it in action, I'm completely entranced. Let's talk about that. What is an intuitive artist?
Well, someone who is connecting spiritually as a core part of their creative process is an intuitive artist. And what's unique about what I do is I ask for and receive a helpful vision from my client during our session. So I'm giving an intuitive reading, and I ask God or spirit or whatever you want to call that unseen spiritual force, I ask it for the vision, and I can actually see it in my mind's eye very clearly, and it's always so beautiful. That's what I love about it, because I get to help people see how beautiful they are. So I see the vision, and then I make an artwork representing the vision so they can take it home with them and receive more spiritual guidance and support from it. So I call these artworks psychic illuminations, because they illuminate a lot for my clients.
Sounds like a perfect name. And when did you realize you were an intuitive, and how did that manifest for you?
Like a lot of intuitive people, I grew up in a family where it wasn't really recognized or supported, so I didn't embrace it at all. I really wanted to fit in rather than be different. Yet there was always a part of me that knew I had a special ability to perceive a great deal about people without actually knowing them.
And how did that show up in your art-making process?
Well, here's an interesting story. So when I was in my mid-30s, I was searching for a topic for my art. It was like I knew I wanted to make some paintings, but I wasn't sure what I wanted to make paintings about. And so one day I started thinking about my boyfriend, and when I did that, in my mind's eye, I saw these specific shapes and colors that felt like his energy. It was amazing. And then I made a painting about it. I made a painting of what I saw, and the painting kind of looks like fireworks. It looks like active energy, you know, energy that's moving. A lot of little lines all put together to create this fireworks type of image. And I loved making it. It was so easy and fun, and he loved it too.
Wow, it sounds like it is really effortless. Did you make more paintings using this process?
Yes, I've been making paintings in that way since the mid-90s. And once I started making them, I started to have a lot of people hire me to make them, you know, as gifts, or to commemorate a special birthday or other special event, like moving into a new home. I made one for a client because she bought this really beautiful historic home. And so I made kind of like an energy portrait for the house. And the last one I painted was for a client in Phoenix as a memorial for her husband, because he passed away fairly unexpectedly and they were very close. I'll never forget the day she came into my studio to see the painting once it was finished, and she stood there in front of the painting and just cried. So that's when I knew it was a successful painting.
That's so neat, and I have to think that it is a special gift that you have being an artist. I would think that you would have to be an artist for all of this to come through the way it does to you. Crystal, can you tell us about what it was like growing up as a creative, as an artist?
Sure. You know, whenever people ask me that, I think of this one memory I have, and I was probably about 7 years old. So I was walking. I remember it really clearly, even though it was a long time ago. I was walking around our house, my family's house in Schenectady, New York, which is in upstate New York. And I felt this kind of like buzzing sensation in my body. That's the best way I can describe it, really. And it was like this drive within me. And it's kind of like, I would compare it to, this might sound weird, but you know, if you just get like a craving for a certain food, like all of a sudden you really want pizza and you have this kind of drive within you to get some pizza. Well, It was kind of like that, but it was a drive to create. And the only thing that would satisfy it was making something.
That's fascinating that you had that feeling when you were 7 years old and that you still remember it. Do you still feel that buzzing and cravings occasionally?
Yeah, I feel it pretty much every day. It's funny because sometimes I'll start to feel, I don't know, kind of lost or depressed. And if I really look at what's going on, what's going on is that I haven't made art in a while. And so as soon as I start making things, then I feel like myself again. I feel great.
That's exactly what I was talking about earlier, how when I look at my bliss cards that we made when we were in Tulum, it just really brings me back to that happy place. And I just think, like I said, it's just impossible to be unhappy when you're making art. So did you take art classes as a kid?
Well, I was lucky we had art in school. In, you know, the schools that I went to from first grade all the way through high school. So that was a real blessing. I made things on my own all the time. I just had to. And I remember this one time that was really exciting. Again, I was really young. I was probably about 8 years old. And I was copying a birthday card someone had given me, and there was a picture of a girl on the card. And she... it wasn't just like a cartoony kind of thing. It was more like three-dimensional. She looked like a real person. And so I was copying that. And in that, you know, while I was doing that, I figured out how to do the lights and the darks so she looked three-dimensional in my drawing. And it was just thrilling. I was just really excited about learning how to do that.
No kidding. And definitely something I would think only an artist would recognize at that point, at that age, it sounds like your creativity was supported when you were a kid.
You know, in some ways it was. Like, you know, I'm really grateful I had art in school and supportive art teachers. But I do have this other memory. I was in kindergarten, and we were just coloring one day. You know, they give you the cartoon, you know, the coloring book pages type of drawings that you color. And it was a flower with many, many petals. And I colored each petal a different color. And my teacher got really angry with me. And she said she'd never seen a flower like that, you know. So I definitely got the message that it wasn't okay to do it my way. But fortunately, that didn't really sway me very much. But it is a good example of something that happens all the time, where someone in authority criticizes another person's self-expression. And there's a real danger that the creative person could, you know, they kind of shut down or they become blocked. And that's something I help my students with all the time in my classes and coaching sessions, so they can do whatever they want creatively.
Exactly. And that is why I wanted to have you on Travel Talk, because there are so many of us that put away our creativity, our crayons and our pens and our papers. And I just think it's really an important tool for all of us to use. What does sharing your art do for you?
Well, I make art from a very personal place. So, for instance, right now I'm making a series of paintings and collages about my transformational experience in Tulum on that fabulous retreat. yeah, it was just so wonderful.
It was.
And one thing that really touched me was, you know, getting in the water, and the water there is just unbelievably beautiful, the color. And it was pretty, you know, active while we were there, and it was a big deal for me to get in the water. So anyway, I'm making paintings about that right now. And as I was, sometimes I do writing, you know, like journaling and writing to help me make my art. And this phrase came to me. It was in regards to me getting in the water and how it felt to be in the water, was that it was like a piece of my soul came back to me.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's really what happened. So it's very personal, you know. And even though I love these pieces I'm making, when I do show them, and I'm planning to show them probably in the fall, I feel pretty vulnerable, you know, because it's like I'm letting the viewer into my journals or my dreams or something.
Sure. Yeah.
But I think at the same time, I think that's a good thing. You know, the risk is worth it, because art speaks to our hearts and souls. And if someone looking at my art relates to it or enjoys it, they're probably becoming more aware of something in themselves. So my art is like a mirror. My art is like a mirror for them, and it helps people become whole. So I love that aspect about sharing my art.
I do too. And do you really think that we all have creativity within us?
I do, absolutely, absolutely. It's part of human nature. You know, if it weren't, we'd probably be extinct by now, but we are far from extinct. We're working on colonizing Mars, and that's pretty creative. You know, the funny thing is, though, almost every day I meet someone, you know, if I'm having a conversation with someone and it comes up that I'm an artist, so many times I meet people and they say they really want to make art, but they're just not doing it. And I don't think that's a lack of creativity. I think they're kind of afraid and they need support. And that's my specialty. You know, I design supportive classes and retreats where people feel really safe and their creativity can flourish.
I agree. I think you do a beautiful job of that. So thank you, Crystal. Wow. I think creativity is so interesting because no matter who you are or whatever it is that you do, you are being creative whether you think you are or not. We're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break right now. But when we get back, Crystal and I are going to talk to you about how you can explore your creativity, and Crystal can help. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to step into all of your greatness, to release the confidence that lies within, to stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network International Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year on August 4th through the 7th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Our world-renowned speakers will teach, inspire, and motivate you to greater heights. Plus, the food, the fun, and entertainment at the best party in town will rock all of your senses. Look, no one makes it alone. So it's time to stop trying to be the COE, the chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. The eWomen Network Conference is the perfect place to make that happen. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
I'm Crystal Daigle, intuitive artist based in San Diego, California. I help people around the world live satisfying, creative lives. In my outdoor painting and creativity retreats, we soak up the beauty in gorgeous locations like San Diego, California, and Tulum, Mexico. Join us. All levels are welcome. Visit my website for registration information. Be sure to also look at my personalized intuitive artwork, which I call psychic illuminations, because they illustrate helpful messages I receive on behalf of my clients during a psychic reading. Contact me and I'll send you a brochure with photos and testimonials. Come create with me.
Bucket List Retreats. Where do you want to go? Now back to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy.
And we are back. Thank you again for joining us here on Travel Talk. This is your hostess, Kelly Morgan Mealy, and today we are completely immersed in creativity with our guest, master artist, Crystal Daigle. Welcome back, Crystal.
Thanks, Kelly.
I hope everyone listened to the first segment where we got to know you, Crystal, and your beautiful body of work. What are you up to these days out in sunny San Diego?
Well, as I said, I'm making a series of paintings, which I plan to show in November, and I'd love to invite our listeners to the opening reception, so make sure you sign up for my email newsletter, or you can just email me so I can send you an invitation. And for those of you who love to be outside and have always wanted to be like Monet and paint on site in beautiful locations, I'm leading a plein air retreat here in San Diego from July 18th through July 21st.
Oh, I was so excited to hear how you pronounce that. So it's a plein air retreat. What does that mean?
Plein air is a French term, and it means open air or painting outdoors in natural light. So if you think of the painter Monet and some of those other impressionist painters, they were actually painting on site and studying the light, and that's why their paintings are so beautiful and luminous.
Oh, that sounds so nice and relaxing and fun. Where will you be painting?
I'm still deciding, but I've been scouting sites on the coast in La Jolla and also inland at Balboa Park. There's a wonderful spot there where you get to paint the interesting architecture as well as the gardens, and there's ponds, so you have, you know, beautiful reflections in the water that you can paint.
Right.
Yeah, and let me tell you, this is an experience everyone needs to try at least once in their lifetime, painting outside, because There's something about focusing on beauty and being outdoors that really changes you. I painted outdoors all summer one year in upstate New York, and I made some of my best paintings, and I sold all of them. And I think I sold them because the viewers sensed the spirituality of the places I painted. And that's what happens because, yeah, you're right there in the moment capturing the essence that's beyond words.
Tell me, do you have to have painting experience to join the plein air retreat?
No, you don't. All levels of experience are welcome. If you're a beginner, I'll help you get ready beforehand so that the retreat will be as comfortable as possible for you. And several of the women who are interested are beginners or they haven't painted in a long time. So I'm coming up with specific exercises that people can do to prepare so they'll be ready. And, you know, I just want people to know they're in good hands. I've worked with a lot of beginners. And it'd be great if people are interested, they can email me for a brochure. I put together a brochure, and we only have a few spots because I'm limiting the retreat to 6 people. But if we have a lot of interest and the first one gets filled up, I'm just going to go ahead and do another retreat probably in August or October. And what's nice
That's
about
great.
The way I'm or yeah, yeah, I really want people to have an opportunity.
That sounds great, and I love the idea of a small group. I really appreciated the way you jump-started our creativity on the retreat with your guided meditations and demonstrations. And then, of course, making the Bliss Kit. Will you do something like that again?
Yes, definitely. I will definitely do that again. And I'm really glad you got so much out of it. I want to teach that project again, the Bliss Kit, which included a travel altar and bliss cards, because our guests loved it so much. I mean, our sessions were supposed to be about an hour and a half, and sometimes we were all still immersed after 3 hours.
And even at that point, we didn't want to leave.
I know. Like, you can keep working on it, but I need to go.
Yeah.
That was funny. So I'm imagining doing it in Italy on the coast. I just think that would be amazing, you know, soaking up the colors of nature would just be fantastic.
Yes.
The other thing I'd love to teach, too, is intuitive development, because so many people can benefit from learning how to hear their intuition and trust their intuition. So I'd be really interested in teaching that on a retreat as well.
That is very interesting. Tell me, can you do your psychic illuminations long distance?
Yes, I can. So if someone doesn't live here in San Diego, we would set up a session on Skype, or we could also do it over the phone. And we would do the session, and I'd give them their reading. I would ask for their vision. I would make a simple pencil drawing in that session. And then I would work on their artwork on my own. And when it was finished, I would mail it to them. So if anyone's interested in finding out more about how the psychic illuminations work, I've created a special email brochure, and it has a lot of great pictures. It explains the process, and there's also some testimonials in there that describe, you know, what benefits my clients are getting from the artworks.
Oh, that's great, because it is a little confusing, and just because it's a little bit new to a lot of us, but I think that would be really helpful to explain it to people that are interested. What are you hearing from your clients about how your work is helping them?
It's fascinating what I'm hearing, and it's fascinating to see how much support each person gets from their psychic illumination. One woman shared her journal writing with me. She meditated on her artwork for 7 days, just for 5 minutes in the morning, and she journaled each time, and then she shared that with me, and I was amazed. She had a big decision to make, and over the course of a week, she received confirmation of her value and her inner strength, and eventually this led to her making a really good decision for herself, and it was to help a family member who was going through a really rough time. And what I liked about that was, you know, we all have tough decisions to make, you know, but she made a really conscious decision to help a family member, and her artwork, her psychic illumination, was a big part of that process. And then another client told me that the artwork I made for her, there was a symbol in the artwork, and so this symbol has become a symbol that represents God or spirit to her. And so now when she's in her everyday life, this symbol is showing up. And
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, it's showing up. She left me this long voicemail telling me about it. And she was all excited. And it happened, you know, a few different times. And she said, you know, I never would have associated that symbol with God, except, you know, your reading pointed that out to me. So now this has become a way for her to communicate with God and to feel supported by God in her everyday life.
Wow. That's amazing. And that's, you get so much bang for your buck with you, Crystal, because you're getting your psychical, or you're getting your reading to begin with, and then you're getting your artwork. And I love how she said that she meditated on her artwork. So it became a real tool for her also, even after, you know, purchasing. It's not just something you hang on the wall. It's something that she really worked with day in and day out. That's just beautiful. It sounds like your artwork is really helping people in different situations. Are you doing classes right now?
I am. Here in San Diego, I teach an ongoing class once a month, and it's called Make Better Art. And it's held at the Studio Door in North Park. It's a two-hour class, and we start with a meditation that helps the students connect to their creativity, and then we look at the artworks of very accomplished artists together. We look at the art and we analyze it so we can learn from it. And then towards the end of the session, we give feedback on particular pieces that students are struggling with. And all levels are welcome. It's a really safe place to improve your art.
I bet. That sounds absolutely fabulous. I wish I lived in San Diego. You know, I would sign right up. Of course, Crystal, your art masterpieces can be purchased on your website, crystaldaigle.com, and the link is in the description below if you don't have the correct spelling. There's many different crystal ways to spell crystals. I must know four different ways. How often do you come out, Crystal, with new pieces, and do you immediately add them to your website?
I'm making new work all the time, but I don't put it on my website until it's been shown in a gallery or in an open studio. That's where I open my studio for, you know, so people can come in and see my new work, and then I educate them about, you know, how I make my work. But if someone's looking for something specific, or if they want to, you know, have a sneak peek at what I'm working on right now, they can contact me. I'd be happy to send them some images. And I post almost every day through Instagram, and then that post right through onto my Facebook page. So you can always see what I'm working on Instagram and Facebook.
Perfect. One of my favorite things to do is to follow you on Instagram because of the things that you post. It's always very interesting or beautiful, something I really enjoy looking at. Thank you again, Crystal, for joining us here today on Travel Talk.
Thank you for having me, Kelly. It's been a pleasure.
I certainly encourage all of the listeners out there to dive into their creativity and give it a chance to rescue you. Until next week, this is your hostess, Kelly Morgan Murley, saying may you walk in the light of your own creativity. Bon voyage.